Head coach of the Golden Bears, Ryan Williams, now joins us on the Paul Bunyan Communications Hotline. Coach, we certainly appreciate your time tonight.
Thanks.
What did you do last week in a win you were unable to do in losses in weeks one and two?
Well, those are two completely different games. St. Cloud, we didn't play well as a football team in the first half, and the defense played really well in the second half, and it took us. And we were too late there. And last 2 weeks ago against Moorhead, we just didn't make enough plays in the fourth quarter there in a miraculous situation for Moorhead to win, and they did. We played subpar on offense again for two games in a row in the first half, and then we got it going in the second half really good. Our defense played really well against Moorhead, gave up one undisciplined deal in the first half for a 70-yard run, and then obviously they traveled 96 yards in 35 seconds and won on a Hail Mary, so that's really why we lost that game.
Well, do you like how your team responded from losing to Moorhead the way they did?
You know, it really could have been. And seeing our kids respond the way they did this past Saturday against Minot was phenomenal. It gave me a lot, even more confidence moving forward for the rest, you know, for the final 8 weeks of the season here. I mean, this team's always been a team that never gives up and takes the identity of the coaching staff for a group that just keeps working and worrying about today and worrying about what we can prepare for that next play or game or whatever it may be. And the kids did that. They didn't panic. We were almost in the same identical situation this past weekend. There was just more time on the clock. And we got a pick six to lengthen the lead and did a lot of good things down the stretch to find a way to win a tight football game as opposed to find a way to lose one and have that other one in the back of your mind. So that was very encouraging to see. So hopefully it can springboard us.
Well, you run a 3-4 defense as most of the league does now. How is yours different or special?
Just our play in, play out tenacity. I really feel like our kids play with a lot of play in and play out effort. And there's a lot of teams that do in the league, but we have, you know, nine to 11 guys pursuing the football every play. It's a tackle by numbers type of deal. And you can only do that with great effort. And our kids do that, and our coaches hold them accountable to that during the week, and we create good habits, and we can go out there and make some plays.
You've got a lot of tight ends, Coach, and H-backs on your roster. How does your offense run through those positions?
Well, we like to run the football, and honestly, that's something that's been hindering us this year. We ended the season last year with five games of averaging 250 to 280 yards rushing per game in those last five games, and we've been about half of that this year in the first three games. It's been frustrating. For whatever reason, it just hasn't clicked yet. You know, we have a new running back, and we've had a couple new offensive linemen because of injuries and different things like that. But for whatever reason, that's what our run game is, what our offense is based around, with those tight ends and the running backs and using athletic tight ends that are also physical in the run game. And it's hindered us a little bit. So our quarterbacks had to make some more plays, and we've had some receivers step up that honestly weren't in the picture last year that have done a really good job this year. So when that run game can start clicking, we're going to be a lot better football team and all the way around, and it all starts and ends with that.
Well, the way BSU has lost the last two games can hang over a team's head. How much do you want to get out early on Saturday?
Yeah, I mean, that's the idea of any game. We were trying to do that last week, and we kept them hanging around, and the team had a lot of life. And so did we, because we were in the football game as well. But any time that you lose a couple early games, it's important for that opponent that's playing that type of team to start getting them to think about losing another football game. And if that creeps into people's minds when they've lost a couple, you have to be faced with some discipline and be able to overcome that and play well. So it's a huge piece of any game early. But then it's a four-quarter game, too. You never know how resilient and how mentally tough the other team is. And there's a lot of factors that come into it. But, yeah, that's something that we want to try to do is get out to an early start. And it's something that we haven't been able to do as a football team.
Well, as you've watched BSU on film, what do they do best?
You know, they're a fast, physical football team. I like their quarterback. They got a nice running back. And number 17 is a pretty good receiver. Sorry, I don't know names. I always just go by numbers. and what they play. And the defense is always fast and physical and play with great effort. That's been a consistency of Bemidji's defense and team for a long time. So, shoot, last time we were up there, we won in the last 30 seconds, and it was an unreal game. I don't expect anything less than that this weekend. I know Bemidji's going to be hungry for their first win, and we're going to be hungry for our second win as we finish up divisional play, and it'll be a big game.
Coach, thanks for your time. We'll see you at Seafoam on Saturday.
You bet. Have a great weekend.